There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Drive Live. Let's start by talking to a gentleman we've spoken a couple of times on the phone. He's no stranger to Dubai Eye. It's Salem Al-Mari, who is Assistant Director General for Scientific and Technical Affairs at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Centre. Finally, we meet. Good to have you here.
Good evening. Nice to be here.
Nice to have you here. There's an awful lot to discuss, from the recent announcement of the UAE launching the astronaut program, the satellites that we've talked about a number of times. But I wanted to start today with participation in the Astronautical Congress in Adelaide, which is what, next week, isn't it? And it's not just about participation in that event. There's more, I suppose, Salem, that we need to discover about that.
Yeah, well, the IAC, as it's called, is a yearly event, and that's the largest space gathering in the world. And you get about 5,000 people, usually astronauts, space professionals, heads of agencies, very famous people attending. Mm. And, you know, our participation this year is very big because we're bidding to host this event in Dubai in 2020. So wish us luck. Hopefully we'll be bidding for that in Adelaide. And on Friday, we'll find out if we do win that.
What would it mean to get that for 2020? I mean, with all the excitement of Expo 2020, that's kind of, I suppose, in space terms, kind of the icing on the space cake.
Definitely. I mean, I mean, we're planning to launch our Mars probe in 2020, yeah. And then getting that big event coming to, it's not just the UAE, it's the first time that it's in the Arab and Islamic world. So I think for us, that's a huge achievement to bring all of these experts to the UAE in that year.
And, you know, obviously getting that will be amazing. And a lot of the work you do at the centre is to do with education and sharing the message and encouraging as many people as possible maybe to end up like you, with a real interest in space in the future.
Definitely, that's what it's all about, because I think when we first started, about nearly 15 years ago, it was very difficult to get people qualified people in the space center. But today, with our missions, one of our main objectives is, you know, starting at university level, school level, with STEM education, getting them encouraged to go there. We have space camps that we run at the center. We do internships on our projects. So you get people excited to come and work on a mission to Mars. Instead of doing their project on a hypothetical, let's say, developing something, they would actually be doing a graduation project on a mission to Mars. And I think that's really exciting for them.
It's interesting, the idea of moving to outer space, Mars missions. It's, you have to be offered the opportunity to dream, don't you, in order to be really invested in something like this. And in day-to-day life, we're kind of encouraged not to dream, but just to get on with things. You have to be able to think in those terms, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, if you're going to think about, you know, I want a normal career and I want to, you know, yeah, work a 9-to-5 and just have, let's say in a business environment, then this is really not the place for you. You've got to really be able to think beyond what you're taught in school and say, okay, we can definitely get to Mars. As a small country, the UAE, with the resources that we have, with the people that we have, we are aiming to get to Mars by 2020. And that's a big statement to say.
And do you have any updates on the Mars mission? Because it's such a big and significant plan here.
Definitely. So before I go on the updates, I would say that the UAE, if we do successfully reach Mars by 2020, we'll be the fourth country to do that. So that's,
wow,
also very large. And we have about 200 people now working on this mission, all Emirati engineers. About 40% of them are young female graduates. So that's also a,
wow,
very impressive figure that we have. And what I would say about that mission is that we're on schedule. We finalized the design and we're now going into the manufacturing phase, which is really the exciting phase.
2020 is less than,
it's
just over
corner,
3 years away. So it's literally around the corner. It's not even really around the corner. It's kind of tomorrow. It's ambitious.
It keeps me up at night and keeps everybody up at night. So, you know, in 2020, we're planning, obviously, to host this very large event.
Right.
We're planning to launch our Mars mission. And also, we've kicked off our newest project, which is the UAE Astronauts Project. And that is that we want to have a sustainable human spaceflight program for the country. And, you know, we really want to have astronauts in space by 2020, 2021. So that's also a very ambitious goal.
And you've said so many engineers, Emirati engineers, a lot of women, which sounds fantastic as well to hear. How are you going about retaining that talent, these talented people that have so many skills to offer? How do you make sure they want to stay here and keep the UAE at the forefront of this?
Well, we're very lucky because that's been the easy part. I think when you attract the right type of people And you, the way that you retain them is by having very exciting, significant projects. So with the projects that we've had, you know, the support that we've had from the leadership and the vision that we have, you know, our projects have been ramping up with every project. So we started with small Earth observation satellites. We've gone up to Mars missions. Now we're going to astronauts. So I think that is what really keeps people. And we're lucky that we don't get anybody that leaves.
Let me ask you about astronauts, actually, because we had Bas Lansdorf from Mars One on this program. He had his own, the way he looks at what an astronaut needs, the qualities an astronaut needs to have. What do you look for when you look for people? Because it's a very, very niche profession, after all. There aren't many of us that could do that.
Definitely. I think there's very strict criteria in choosing an astronaut. So right. One of the things is obviously they have to have a good education. That's the first step. They have to have an IQ above a certain level. So we're 110, 120. They also have to be very physically fit. They have to be mentally fit as well. So what when you test them, you actually, you know, you put them in isolation rooms. You're testing their psyche, the way they interact with people. And not everybody can deal with all of these things at the same time. So I think definitely, you know, when you go through a process, let's say you get about 1,000 applicants for an astronaut process, you'll end up with, you know, 5 or 6 that you think are suitable.
From how many?
From about 1,000. I mean, the way it usually works, let's say if we get about 1,000, we'll bring that down to about 30. Right. Those 30 are potentially able to go to space, and then we'll bring them down to about 4 or 5.
And it's an international process. You're looking across the world. Are you focusing on a particular area? I mean, obviously, Emirati astronauts, I suppose, would be a priority if that's possible. But you're looking from wherever. You're looking for the best candidates.
What we're focusing on currently is an Emirati astronaut.
It's an Emirati, so okay.
It will right. be Emiratis, but what we're planning to work with, obviously, the Russian Space Agency, the U.S. Space Agency, NASA, and the European Space Agency on some selection, training, the flight as well,
sure.
and really partnering in a long-term partnership with them.
That's one of the things that I was thinking about. You know, you talk about having the imagination and the dreams, and Mars is such a big project, but what's next? What can we look to see in the future?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, Mars is very exciting. So a lot of people say, why go to Mars? Because first of all, that's a very close planet compared to the other planets. It is maybe the most suitable one in our solar system that can, you know, house humans. So when you say what's next, I think our mission is maybe doing, you know, let's say, is one piece of a jigsaw puzzle in the Mars jigsaw puzzle. So what's next is definitely there's a lot of scientific questions. There's a lot of interest being asked currently of future missions in Mars. So definitely something related to Mars or other planets, that would be something that we would think of going forward.
Have you got a lot of excited people getting in touch with you? Because I remember being a kid and space was... it's just mind-blowing how excited you are as a child when you see the moon missions and just picture being an astronaut. We've all played the game of being an astronaut and leaping around the garden in slow motion. I bet there aren't many people who haven't done that. But was that what got you involved? What was it that kind of lit the fire?
I think, you know, I was one of the generation that's watching Star Trek The Next Generation,
really?
Star Wars, and, you know, those things obviously pique your interest in space. But I think going away from that as well, it's for me, it was something that we didn't have in the UAE. So we really didn't have a space program. And when I got the chance to be a big part of this program and really be a part of kicking it off, I jumped at that chance. And definitely I see myself, you know, continuing this field until retirement, because it's really exciting. It's always new and you're doing something new for the country.
And there's been so much progress made. Like you said, there was no space program when you were growing up, but now it's a comprehensive one, and one that's being invested in and supported, and like you said, trying to get children involved. I mean, it's just going to keep growing.
I think we're lucky because we didn't have a space program before, you know, let's say about 15 years ago, then you don't have those strong legacy costs that other countries have had because they've started in the 60s and 50s, etc. So when you've got an 18,000 person workforce, etc. So that can sometimes limit the amount of funding that you can put on a very large project. So in the UAE, we do things very differently. So we try to innovate with very unique missions, but we do them much, much more cost effectively than any of the countries that I've worked with. So we do it very uniquely.
And there's an attitude as well, and I'm going to bring this back again, but there's an attitude that coming across from you that it really is okay to dream. It's okay to just think, well, I'm going to do this. And I can do this.
Definitely. I think in space, if you don't dream or if you don't think you can do it, if you haven't got the confidence, then you've lost the first step, I would say. You've lost there and then from start. So
yeah.
You really have to dream big and say, yes, we can do it. Nobody would have thought 5 years ago that we would be going to Mars. I would have laughed if you told me that, because what we were doing was nothing related to Mars. It was nothing that large, and we've jumped to that. And now astronauts as well, I would have never thought, you know, we'd have done that in that time frame as well.
Well, what would you have never thought is going to happen, I don't know, 6 months' time? Is there anything you can't tell us?
Well...
There must be.
Well, I don't know. There's many things, but I mean, there's a lot of things currently now happening in space. It's called New Space because it's new private entities that are, you know, like SpaceX, etc., that are aiming big.
Yeah.
I think something that is quite far out there is asteroid mining. I think that's something that wouldn't be happening very soon.
Asteroid mining.
It's the future now, isn't
it? I'm telling you, that is the phrase of the day. We were yesterday's news until that moment. Salem, it's been really nice to have you. I hope you'll come back and talk to us again sometime in the not-too-distant future. Salem El-Murry, Assistant Director General for Scientific and Technical Affairs at the Mohammed bin Rashid Space Center. Good to finally meet you. Thank you.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.